Just want to summarize what we've been learning, and extremely, extremely important to the Yisoid, and take it a step further. But just to review, because at the end we should all, you know, every word of the Nefesh HaChayim we should know by heart. He explains that Shuba, besides for being a tikkun nefesh, as the Rabbi Yoina points out, self-improvement, fixing up my midos, getting my yitzhahara in check. But besides for all that, there's a different tahalich which is taking place, and that is that I'm sending up, in other words, not just here in the nefesh, but what I'm doing is I'm, by being misaking the nefesh, I'm taking the nefesh and I'm hooking it up to the ruach, and the ruach to the neshama, and I'm creating an upward stream as opposed to just a parallel or a downward stream. And the upward stream goes all the way to the neshama, and then from the neshama, you've got a whole new line of kedusha, which is coming into the body. This is very important, because as we learned, this is the pshat that tshuva creates something new. There's something new, a new level of kedusha. Just like when Hashem originally created man, vayipach ba'apa nishmas chayim, of something new. So there's a new vayipach ba'apa. Once you unclog all those arteries of the nefesh and neshama, there's a new ruach, and therefore balei tshuva have a new koach, a koach that even tzaddikim don't have, because it's something new, something fresh, something thinking about that. I was always taken with the story of Lasaber Soezen, that Rav Kenig, he's the head of Breslov in the class, and he was suffering terribly from lung disease, and a number of years ago he was waiting for a new lung, and because he was waiting for a new lung, he was waiting in America, in Muncie, a few doors away from my house, so I get to know him a little bit. But he had to wait, because if they'd have a new lung, there was no time to get on a plane and fly to America. So he was there in Muncie, Chesed had him at his house. And then he got the call that, Thomas actually got the call that he has a match. There's a match. And what it was a black guy basketball player who committed suicide, and he wanted to donate all of his organs to to somebody who needs them. And he felt he's better off doing that than being alive. That was his basketball player's thing. May have been correct. I have no idea. But anyways, this log was a perfect match for Ralph Kendall. So here's this very idle, fine, tzaddik, with all of a sudden the lung of a superstar, all-star basketball player. It was a Matthias. He got the log. All of a sudden, he's talking like this. He could hardly get a whisper out of him. All of a sudden, he has new koach. He has revised koach. Like, Hashem works in such interesting ways. He's koach, air, wind. He's got this log, which was never, you would never make a shidduch. This guy's log, perfect. It was a perfect shake. It was a perfect shape. This guy was like, maximized every organ in his body, except for his brain, apparently. And everything was perfect. So to get the most perfect specimen of a lug into this person. But Ruach Nachayim Chadesh Bekirbi. Ruach Nachayim Chadesh Bekirbi is something. So the Makim Shabbali Tshuva, something new is here. And that's the newness of this this neshama. And what we pointed out in the Nefesh HaChaim is that not only that, but even more, Goyim Shisatzel Tosefes Kedusha Mimenu Yisbarach Shema, you end up with the Tosefes and Kedusha, as I just explained. Ad Sharesh HaNeshama Tefillin, that's what we spoke about last week, that it doesn't just even stop at the neshama, nefesh, ruach, neshama, but it's the shayrish neshama. What is the shayrish neshama? Shayrish neshama is something higher than the neshama. This is the olam habria. This is tachas kisei hakavod, where all the neshamas are still one neshama before they're broke up into individual parts. So there's one neshama, and that is the neshama of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has, every Jew has his neshama or her neshama, and then they're also part of this neshama klali. This is a very important yisod to know. And as I pointed out, that's probably the only chance we have for any kind of unity. And Achtus is with the neshama klali, because over there it's all one. Once it breaks up, it's very, very hard. It's very, very difficult. I see very difficult to have Achtus with anybody. Even hard to have Achtus with your wife sometimes, you know, like that's two pieces of a puzzle, hopefully. But it's, you know, to have Achtus with every Jew, and different kinds of Jews, and different kinds of personalities, and different kinds of Minhagim, different countries, different heritage, very hard. But at the Shoresh HaNeshama, everything's the same. So here there's what I'm doing Tshuva, is I'm going out Shoresh HaNeshama Techila. Well, Misham, and it's from there, L'Nishmasai, from there it goes to one's individual neshama and ruach, and that's what we talked about. I just want to, so many things become clear once you understand how the whole mechanism works, different than Rabbeinu Yonah. Shat makam shabalei tshuva imdim tzadikim gemur reinim yichol lamed sham. But there's a different basic yisod which I think could be explained. This I haven't talked about. That there's a din. It's a it's a puzzling din, puzzling Mishnah. The Mishnah says that on comes Yom Kippur, Yitzumai Shal Yayin Mechaper. I'm sure everybody's heard this, and I'm sure everybody's puzzled by it. Like, it's Kilu, like Yom Kippur itself is Mechaper. Just meditate on it for a second, what in the world could that possibly be? It's like saying that Sukkot gives me joy, even if I don't know what Sukkot is. The Mashmoy says, Yitzumai Shal Yoy Mechaper, that the Etzem, day of Yom Kippur, is Mechaper. How could that be? So Chazal explained that what this means, Poshup Shat, Yitzumai Shal Yoy Mechaper, is that the Maisa Egel took place on Yom Kippur, nachon? I mean, the forgiveness for the Maisa Egel. Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai on the 40th day from Shavuos, they built the Egel Hazav, and then went back up. Shvir Zalul, which was on Shavuot B'Tammuz, he went back up. After waiting 40 days, he went back up, and on Yom Kippur, Hashem said, Salachti Kidvarecha. Moshe Rabbeinu advocated for the Jewish people, he pleaded for the Jewish people, said the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim, Hashem taught him how to so this was from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Moshe Rabbeinu went up, which is why we start saying, some people start saying Slichas, which is why we blow the shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and went up, and then on Yom Kippur, finally, after all the back and forth, with some of it we know and some of it we don't know, in the Chumash, Hashem said, Salachti Kidvarecha. This was a slicha and a mechila, not to Moshe, not to any individuals, but to Klal Yisrael. This was Salachti Kidvarecha, was Lekola Am Kula. It was Salachti Kidvarecha. The Klal Yisrael received slicha. And that was Yom Kippur. So it means to say, and according to the Zohar HaKadosh, from that moment on, every year on Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Salachti Kidvarecha. That's the makar of the Yitzum HaShol Yom Mechaper. That Hashem says, Salachti Kidvarecha L'chol Ha'am Kula. So the Havanas HaDvarim is that when we talk about forgiving an entire nation, what we're talking about is dealing on a level of, not the individual level, but on the level of Neshama Klali. It's in the cloud. So once we're dealing on the level of Neshama Klali, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say to that big Neshama called Klal Yisrael, the whole big Neshama called Klal Yisrael, Kneses Yisrael. You ever think of those words? What is Kneses Yisrael? Kneses Yisrael, where all the Neshamas come together. Tapella that they call the Knesset. The Knesset, are just as because it's where everybody comes apart. but the Knesset is supposed to be Lachnis, right? Everybody comes together. So all the neshamas come together in Knesset Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Moichel, the Knesset Yisrael. So what it means to say is that the Mechila of Yom Kippur, the Salachti Kidvarach of Yom Kippur, is getting right up there into the source, the Shurish HaNeshama, and from there it's coming out. So we say Yitzumah Shal Yom Mechaper. Every Yom Kippur is the Yitzumah Shal Yom Mechaper. It's only because of the Knesset Yisrael. That's why Yom Kippur, we start off Yom Kippur by saying that Mutarim Anu Lispalli Ma'avrayonim. It's extremely important. And thank God this has become sort of the Minhag Yisrael, that everybody goes to Shul on Yom Kippur. Almost everybody. Unless they're like so far off that they recuerdos themselves from the people. Maybe, I don't know. Who doesn't go to Shul? People go to Shul on Yom Kippur for a minute. They go to Shul on Yom Kippur. That's participating in touching the Itzumah Shul Yom. That's touching the Itzumah Shul Yom. It's the Kedushas Yisrael which brings them to Shul. However they got to Shul, whatever kind of a Shul they got to, whatever. But something there is touching to the Itzumah Shul Yom, the Shabbat Klali. And now we have a whole new Ruach Hadasha. So what happens is that Yitzumah Shal Yom B'chaper is that we all have this unbelievable opportunity or this Tahara, this Ruach Hadasha, which can come out on Yom Kippur. In other words, the Neshama HaKloli is charging up new energy into the Mikan L'Nishmasa, Nishmasa L'Ruchai, L'Ruchai L'Nasha.
How does the Slicha become Kapara?
I'm not sure. Slicha is the catch-all word for slachon, machalon, and kapalon. When you want to say the one word, you say the slicha. That's the cop-out answer. Says all the words.
Yeah.
I was saying slicha. We say slicha, so we don't say kapara. So we do kapara. So we say slicha.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Please correct me. I thought we say.
My pleasure to correct you.
So what does it mean?
I don't know where you said it.
What does Salachti mean with regard to Knesset Yisrael? If Knesset Yisrael Elohim.
First of all, where does it say Knesset Yisrael Elohim?
I'm asking, please correct that.
I'm not sure if it says that exactly. I'm not sure if it says that. But anyways, it doesn't make any difference because all it means, Salachti is the first, as Ravitzel pointed out, Slicha Mechila Kapara, that until you get to Yom Kippurim. But Slicha is just that first breath. What's really happening is simply, you don't have to do a chet. Adam didn't do a chet when it was Ba'ipach Ba'apach Mishras Chayim either. It's a new flow of energy. That's what the Slicha means. How does it link in the word Slicha? I'll actually try to explain that. But what we're talking about is a new source of energy. I just want to point out something here. I started saying this and I didn't finish my thought. So this week's parsha, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. So what Moshe Rabbeinu is, I'm not saying drush now, I'm saying pshat mitzukim. What Moshe Rabbeinu is explaining, he's being Megala Soid the day of his death or the day before he died, to which Kibar Yilur. And he told Klal Yisrael that you need to understand that you're all one piece. So Moshe Rabbeinu was actually talking about this big, the Knesset Yisrael. He wasn't talking about you as individuals, because it says in Mevorach in the Pasuk, Roshechem, Shivtechem, Zibnechem, Shoytrechem, Kol Ish Yisrael, Tapchem, Neshechem, Gerecha, Asher Bekerem, Machanecha, all the people you like, all the people you don't like, everybody is all part of Atem Nitzavim Hayankul. You're Polish, you're Hungarian, you're Hasidic, you're Masnagid, you're Sephardi, you're Shadunagid, you're a water carrier, you're a ger, it doesn't make any difference. Choytev Eitzach, Atshay Mei Mechala, Avrucha, Bivris, Hashem, Lekecha, Ba'Allah, say, this is, you're part of this bris, and you're part of the bris Ha'Allah. Bris Ha'Allah means if one person pulls himself away from this peace, but he's not talking about here, the bris is with the Knesset Yisrael. And Laman Hakim Oischa Hayom Loi La'am. This is the pshat that you are a'am. And he goes on to say further, this is Kasher Dibur Lach, Kasher Nishba La'am Yisachal Avram Litzot L'Yachav. This was a promise Loyitchem levadchem anoichi curses a bris. Not because you're standing here for gashmius, that there's a bris. That's all Allah says. Yes, asher yesh meipoy imanoi meidayayim lefnashem lekenubis asher inenopoy imanoi. It has nothing to do with whether you're here in front of me for gashmius or not. Doesn't make a difference. We're talking about neshamas here. Talk about a whole different world. But he says, Bahaya, there might be somebody. This week's parsha, so important because we're right there, right before Sinchas. Bahaya b'shamay eskivrei ha'Allah hazais. A person's going to hear this from Moshe Rabbeinu. He's barech bil vavai leimar. He's barech. What does that mean? It's like Lashon of Gaiva. So it swells. Barech. Like a brecha. He's barech bil vavai leimar. What does he say? Somebody's listening. And he's part of these fiery words for Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, I'm not a friar. Shalom yeli. Kibashur eslibi eilech. Shalom Yehli. He says, Shalom Yehli, ki b'shrirus libi eilech. Pashut pshat, the way I think we all learned in Cheder, is that I'm not going to keep all of these, you know, mitzvahs. I'm going to get through life. I'm going to enjoy life. I'm not going to get involved with all of the nuances of halacha. Shalom Yehli, leave me alone. Try to be a good person. B'shrirus libi eilech. I'm going to go with what my heart tells me is the right thing. Right? Isn't that simple pshat? Some of the Rishonim, they said it's not a pshat at all. Shalom Yehli, ki b'shir v'slibi eilech, is the person who says, look at the Rishonim properly, I'm a tzaddik, I don't need to be part of this whole binyan. I'm doing taryag mitzvahs, I'm putting on tefillin with kavana, I'm learning Torah all day long, I'm a tzaddik. This, I don't need to be part of the klal and the neshama klal. I'm doing the right thing. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to people that even if you're not doing the right thing, hook up to the neshama klal. I have my direct connection to Hashem. Shalom Yehli. I have a shlemus. Shalom is Lashon of Shlemus. I have a shlemus all of my own. Keep a shriu sleepy able. And to this Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lo yoyve Hashem seloyach loy. This tzaddik will never have slicha. Ki az yesh hanaf Hashem v'kinasei v'yishahu v'raf sabay kol ha'Allah ha'ksuva v'sefer hazat. To this person who divides himself from the cloud, the tzaddik. This is a gather of like a tzaddik in pelts. He's a tzaddik who divides himself from the whole tzibor, and he says, I don't want to have anything to do with the tzibor. I don't need the tzibor. I'm just leaving them. B'shir yisleibi eilech. I'm going to do what I know is right, and it's going to be the right thing, not necessarily the wrong. I'm going to do the right thing. Well, yoyva Hashem slicha. There's no slicha for this person, because how could there be slicha for a person when you're not part of the marechet? Umacha. Such words hard to read. This is the part they should read quietly, not the umacha Hashem shemoi bitachas hashemoi. Will be nothing left from this person. You understand what we're talking about? A tzaddik who's doing all the mitzvahs, he's saying all the hirat signs, he's a mekubal. And what are we saying about him? Yimach shemoi. Umacha Hashem eshmoi. Yimach shemoi. So the term comes from. Macha Hashem eshmoi mitachas hashemayim. Beautiful pipeline that can carry all kinds of wonderful things into the world, but you're not connected to the source. If you're not connected to the source, how's early? Everything. What good is all are these beautiful light bulbs and decorations and neon if it doesn't connect to the plug? If you don't plug it in, it's got to be plugged in. So what we're talking about, Yoba Hashem Slachlo, okay, I don't get Mechilo, Macha Hashem Shemai Mitachas Hashemai. Yimach Shemai.
Is that punishment or is that?
But see,
it's a consequence of
it. Not only is that mamela, listen to this. I'll tell you. I think it's a chiddush, but maybe it's pashut pshat. We all know the very harsh consequence for not celebrating Yom Kippur. Person eats on Yom Kippur. They said, it's Chayiv Karis. Pretty heavy. We understand Karis, Nefzachayim, on a different level. Karis, Krisus, means that your Nefesh is not connected to your Ruach, to your Neshama, to the Neshama Akloli. Now, this person who's not celebrating the Itzumo Shalyoim of Yom Kippur, he's not being part of, he's separating himself. He's not saying, Mutarimani, Anach Mulispaluli Mavrayonim. He's not saying, you know, he's on Bashir Sleepy, Shalom Yele, and he was saying that. So, this person, what's happening is that he's not getting this new energy of Salachti Kidvarecha that Hashem said to Moshe on Har Sinai, Salachti Kidvarecha, that's not coming through to him. So if it's not coming through to him, then the Kares is Mamela, right? It's Mamela. It's not the Pshat that you're Chai Kares, you're getting an Oinish because you ate a Kosevas on Yom Kippur. The Pshat is you have no Jum, you missed it. Become part of the program. If you're not part of the program, you're on your own. You're alone, and alone, you can't do it. So the whole, and this is why it's so important. Dafka on Erev Yom Kippur. It's not just Hilchos Teshuva. I mean, it's not just the simple pshat in Hilchos Teshuva that we need to ask mechila one from the other and create an achdus one to the other. It's very, very Kabbalistic. Because if we're walking around with people having a tie on us, or if we are, what does it mean to be in chayram, God forbid? I used to think it was a very positive thing, by the way. I spent a long time trying to figure out in my head how to get into chayram. Like, you know, it's like a calf, huh? So, a real chayrim that's sitting chutz l'machana, a real mitzayru which is sitting chutz l'machana. All of these cases chutz l'machana is you're not when you push with the crowd, and when you pull with the crowd, you're not getting what the oilam needs, what Hashem is not. You're not getting that salachti kidbaracha. This in itself is a form of kares.
This is the including. Everyone
has to,
and that's the thing we make the meaning.
Right. You see, because it's also mishapech if there's one avrayan who's not getting that energy, then the whole sefer is losing out. Right. And it was the size of the pot. So, like, by bringing people to be part, by being inclusive, we're just really helping ourselves. You know the story. There's a famous story about Israel's a country of. Of protexia, so you know when I was here as a yeshiva buffer, people didn't have phones. So, no, not talking about cell phones. They didn't have phones. You can call. The reshet wasn't in place yet. So who had phones? Like some people had phones. First of all, it was very expensive. So I had a phone when I was at Kollel, and there was a box next to it, and anybody on the block wanted to use the phone. They used to put. Or was Tanagarot or something, into the box, and I had the phone on the block. And, you know, so I don't know why it was Michigan American with a phone. Had a phone. It was a big deal to have a phone. But the shot is that they didn't put in the tashtik for everybody, so like you have to be on a waiting list for a phone. So there was a guy in a yeshuv that they didn't have phones yet, but you know, if you were very, very important, you had to place Menachem Begin or something, they gave you a phone. You know, they wired in specially for you a phone. So this guy had protexia in the Misrad HaTikshoret, so the protexia said, listen, I need to get a phone. So, okay. Anyways, Ba Yom, he didn't get his phone, but they came with the big machines and the big trucks, and they put in the tashtik for the whole yeshiva, and they put a phone in everybody's house except for his. So they look back, he called, why didn't I get a phone? They said, you're not on the list. Apparently, they took his name off the list to put him in the special protexia. So you see, it's a gavaldik gemaisa. Like you know, shalom yili, kibushru sleepy aylech. I don't need the the whole tashtit, you know, I'm an atzmai, you know. So if I'm an atzmai, I'll get my, he's the only guy without the phone, you know. So this is the lo yoyva Hashem sleach, like, nobody's giving this person, Hashem's not giving, he's not getting the slicha. And this is called a chiyuv of krisus. Now, let's take it this is what this week's parsha, we just finished a class, an in-depth class on parshas mitzvah coming up this week. This is what it's all about. This is the Hashgacha Pratis and the Takanas Ezra. Mitzvah, you always read right before Rosh Kisava. Mitzvah, usually you read before, at least before Yom Kippur. Kisava before Rosh Hashanah. Mitzvah, always before Yom Kippur, because you have to become part of the wherever category you put yourself in. Now, again, let's take a little bit further. Itzumai shoyoy machaper, does that mean that I can just sleep all day and I get this kapar because I'm part of the tzibur? So there's a step B to this. And that is that a person has to be mechin his nefesh. That's why we have to do the chamisha inuyim. There's what we have to do also. Or to put it simply, we have to do tshuva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be sending this energy, but we have to have the clay kibbol to be mekabel the energy, and that's really what Yom Kippur is about. So I was thinking, at the very end of Eicha, we say, this is where the puzzle comes from. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuv, right? Chodei Shemeinu together, right? That's what we learn. Hashiveinu, let's translate the puzzle. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuv. Good deal. We're counting on you as the Israeli here.
That's a trick question over here.
Trick question. Okay, just translate it.
Shiveinu Hashem, and Hashem, please return us to you.
Hashem, return us.
Yeah, and we will come in.
So, what goes first?
Hashem returns us.
Hashem returns us. So, Hashiveinu. Okay, so it's not tricky. In other words, there seems to be a Seder Hadvarim here that I want to point out. The Seder Hadvarim is. See what Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva means that we're in a position of itzumai shoyoy machaper, let's talk that way, or anytime there's a place of tshuva, and we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, return us. We're not saying, this is Yirmiyahu, I love you talking. He's not saying, we will return. That's not what Hashiveinu means, right? Hashiveinu means return us. So this is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After you return us, then tshuva. My question is this. What goes first? Isarusa de la Sata or Isarusa de la Eila? What goes first? Our tshuva or HaKadosh Baruch Hu's energy, or does it have to be simultaneous? A person has nothing to do with tshuva, nothing to do with Yom Kippur. He's walking on the street on Yom Kippur. He doesn't know it's Yom Kippur even. So is there some type of Isarus of tshuva that comes his way?
Well, how do you dive in for something to do tshuva like Rabbi Meir?
Beautiful. Rabbi Meir, we learned last week, davened for somebody to do tshuva. He didn't know what hit him.
Right.
All of a sudden, I'm becoming a bal tshuva. I don't know what's the matter with me. What do those talmidim do? All of a sudden, I have hysteria of tshuva. Go see their psychologist. Like, I don't know what's the matter with me. I'm having a breakdown or something. I'm doing tshuva. Rabbi Meir is davening. That's what's going on. Rabbi Meir is davening. So, the Medrash says here, the very last Medrash Rabbah in Eicha Rabbah. Hashiveinu Hashem Elechem Nashuva. Amra Knesses Yisrael. The Knesses Yisrael says, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam Shechol. It's all on you. Remember who's talking when. It's Yirmiyahu talking, looking at the Chorban of the Bayis Rishon. That's when Eicha was written. Eicha Yashva Bodo. How does Yishlaim sit desolate? How does Yishlaim sit alone? How do the people sit alone? And what do we do in that type of a situation? So Yirmiyahu says, Hashiveinu. Lashon HaMedrash, Ribono Shel Olam, Shelchahu. Hashiveinu. Do your thing. Bring us back. Amar Lahem, so Hashem says to the Knesset Yisrael, Shelachemhu. No, it's up to you. You need to make the first move. Do you know how to, you know, like how it is when two people are not getting along, but they both want to get along? Who's going to make the first move? Who's right to make the move? This is what's going on. Yirmiyahu is the mediator, and he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you make the first move. Hashiveinu, that's the pasuk. Hashem, yeah. That was at least his opinion.
You could argue that because by saying Hashiveinu, that's top of the first move.
But that's Yirmiyahu saying Hashiveinu. This is Ukil, so the mayor is davening. But it's not Nogay. Everybody in Klal Yisrael is not saying Hashiveinu.
Because that after Shabbat should be said and Hashem. It doesn't just seem to form like we have to do it. It's a simple task.
Right.
To make the first move.
Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha Vidna Shuva. Then we'll do Shuva.
So what's to say that that's the first and then should be said and Hashem?
So many psukim that talk about Hashem and talk about us doing tshuva. Here's a couple of them. Amar Lem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yirmiyahu or to Knesset Yisrael, Shelochempi, this is on the Jewish people. It's not on me. Shenemar, because Zechariah said, Shuvu Eilai, V'ashuva Eilechem, Duam Hashem. You go first. No, you go first. You go first. Unbelievable. Amr Lufanav, so Knesset Yisrael says, Ribbono Shelchahu. Namar Shuvenu Elokei Yishenu. Return us. Shuvenu Elokei Yishenu. Kach Namar and Yirmiyahu in his holy dasad Ashivenu Hashem Elachem and Ashuva Chadesh Yamenu Kikedem. Let the energy flow. Now, I was thinking about this. So what's the maskana? So I was thinking about this. There's another medrash. It took me a few minutes to remind myself where it is. But I found it. The medrash says, in Shir HaShirim, Shir HaShirim is a different mood than Eicha, different Megillah. And here we're saying, this is before the medrash, Shir HaShirim, Shlomo HaMelech says, Kol Dodi Zashem Dofek. Dodi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my beloved one. Kol Dodi, Ani L'Dodi, V'Dodi Li. Even that order needs Eon. Ani L'Dodi, V'Dodi Li. Elul, maybe start spelling it differently, right? Dodi Li, V'Ani L'Dodi. Kol Dodi, Doifek, Hashem. Is that like here we are knocking on heaven's door? Kol doidi doifek. Hashem is knocking on the doors of our neshama. And this, Ayidei Moshe, how's he knocking? He gives us a Moshe Rabbeinu. Shomar, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Koyamar Hashem kechatzos halayla ani yotzei b'toich Mitzrayim. But Kol Doidi, says the Medrash, not so simple. He's giving us Nevut Nevi'im. Kol Doidi, what's it saying? Pischi Li. Pischi Li. Another trick question. What does Pischi Li mean? Pischi.
Why didn't Mishnah keep it?
Pischi Li. So Knesset Yisrael is negated. Knesset Yisrael. Pischi Li. Rav Yesa Omar, as Rav Yossi says famously, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Seder. Bonai. Pischi Li Pesach Echad Shel Tshuva. Kechuda Shel Machat. Bani Poseach Lachem Sachem Shiyu Agolais Ukranius Nechnasin Bar. Nechnasin Bar. This Pischi Pischi, kol doidi doifek, pischi li. I need you to open up. Meaning, going back to the Eicha, I need you to make the first move. Pischi li. But how are we supposed to do it? So Hashem says, let me reach you the Eitz Yosef here. Kol doidi doifek pirish. Ayidei nevim shi hayu beinenu. Peacefully achoisi. Peacefully achoisi pirish shuvu elai. Peaceful levavchem. So Hashem says, I'll make a pshara with you. You're not holding by doing a complete tshuva, Kla Yisrael, but all I'm asking you to do is peaceful libchem afilu kechuda shomacha. Give me a tiny little opening kechuda shomacha. I got like kechuda shomacha, you know, that everybody translates as the eye of a needle. This is the wrong translation.
The end.
The prick. Point of a needle. Even on the book, the eye of the needle has a picture of an eye of a needle. It's wrong. Kehudai shamacha is the point of a needle. I think it's much smaller. Pinprick. A little thing. But a pinprick is, you know, it's kehudai shamacha. I'll do the work. In other words, so when it comes out to the maskana, as Hashem says to Knesset Yisrael, I'll do the work. I'll create this energy of tshuva, and it'll solachti kivarecha. That this will happen. However, all I'm asking you to do, this is the pshara, he calls this a little bit later, the pshara that Hashem made. All I need to do is give a little bit of a prick of tshuva, and I will open it up so much so, pishuli echad pesach echad shel tshuva kechuda shel machat ba'ani poisei echolchem, I'll then get involved with it. And I'll open up for you. That you'll be able to drive a truck through there. So I just shout is like this. So the pshara is that we need to do a little bit. Now I think that Yirmiyahu was sitting right out. He was looking at the Harbin, and looking at the Harbin, he said that I can't even find in the Golos that you just put us in. I can't even find the Chudei Shomacha. So I'm saying now, Hashiveinu Hashem Elachem Hashuv. You make the first move. You're waiting for even a pinprick you're not going to find by the Jewish people. They're traumatized. They're in Golos. They lost their homes, lost their families, they lost their face of Mikdash, they lost everything. Hashiveinu, you, in this case, you need to make the first move. Unclear. We say, Pischuli. Shari Tzedek. Avoivam, Oideka. So Pischuli, okay.
Pischuli. Open up for me.
Hashem talking.
Yeah, to us.
To us. Pischuli, Shari Tzedek. So it's Hashem talking. Avoivam, who? Oideka. Huh?
Tricky.
So before we sing this next time, let's think about it a little bit. Pischuli Sharei Tzedek. Pischuli, right? Sharei Tzedek. Avoivam. Who's talking? It's unclear whose voice this is talking about, because Pischuli could be open for me, Klai Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then that would make sense. Avoivam. I will walk in through that. Oideka. Or it could be talking to Hashem. You open up. This is Gufa the Machlek. It's how to learn Pshat there. Is good for the machlek is exactly which part of the Medrash is taking on. But okay, but to sum it up, so the ideal way is that there has to be, on our part, two things. Number one is we have to be mitzaref with the tzibur. To get the benefits of Knesset Yisrael, you got it, to get that flow from the Knesset Yisrael, you have to be part of the tzibur, and you have to be inclusive. Included and inclusive. There's no other way. If not, there's no place for you in Klal Yisrael. There's no separate tracks here. That's what it says in the Chumash, this week's parsha. So you have to be part of it. I'm part of it. That's one thing. Now the flow will come to me. Does the flow come to me? How does it penetrate my nefesh? And here we have two things that have to happen. Let's talk about halacha lemaisa. It will come. You need to open up from the nefesh, and this, I guess, what we need to do. We need to open up from the nefesh to the ruach, a pisco shomachat, a chudoy shomachat. Amish just make a little bit of this is vidui. Avivam oideka vidui. We need to open up a drop, a second of tshuva, a drop of tshuva, pinprick of tshuva, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will drive a truck through there, chronois va'agolois, and it'll all come flowing. So the little drop causes a huge, huge influx of ruach of tshuva, and this is all the ruach of the Yitzuma. All this mechanism happens on Yom Kippur, where we say Yitzuma Shal Yom Machaper, all comes from that original one statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Salah.
It seems like all of these have in common is there's a ratzon of Hashem, seems to be always the beginning point. Like there's some,
he wants us.
Yeah, there's a ratzon, and then we need to do, and then it comes
so
back.
So if he wants us, why is it making it so difficult? The answer is because if we're not boicher that way, you can only lead a horse to the water. You can't make him, then we're not part of his marechet.
Right, but then we could say that Yirmiyahu was not necessarily a stira, one derech, but
right.
Like
right,
open up the ratzon, and then we'll do, and then it'll go back.
And I would say something deeper just as a final sentence, that all we need to do really is want to be part of the big Marechet of Shemayim. Once we want to be part of the, that's the Pesach Shema. What is the Pesach Shema? The Pesach Chudei Shemachat is then I want to be part of it. Then you're allowed to leave the rest up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person can't sit there saying, "Oh, I'm not feeling it. I'm not." It's okay. Everything's okay.
What do you do with Remeir?
You mean how?
How does that work then?
That's pelotic how it works, because the way it works is that it doesn't, the chudei shomachat doesn't even, this was Breuer's finish, the chudei shomachat doesn't even have to come from us ourselves. You can open up for somebody else a chudei shomachat. Blood test. You could stick somebody else with this thing, and then they're stuck, because all of a sudden, here.
Can I answer something hard? Somebody else died, and then
that's right. Sarusa Tosata can come from here, and then it comes to me. That's the koach of tefillah, which we need to. I want to learn together. Just remember that Rav Kook's pirush on the Gemara of Remeir and Brachas Daf Yud, just exactly this rate of how the tefillah works for the talmidim of Remeir. How does the tefillah of Remeir? How can you daven for somebody else to do tshuva? That's a sugya, but it's exactly the sugya you're talking about.